The music echoed against the walls of the Asbury United Methodist Church in Salisbury, and a small audience gathered to mark the shootings in El Paso and Dayton that took 31 lives and wounded dozens of others. Pastor Tom Passmore stood to welcome those from many other churches who chose to attend the vigil.
Good evening, friends, and welcome to Asbury United Methodist Church as we gather together in prayer. It is my pleasure to be the host tonight, but we've got other churches and other clergy.
And for Passmore, there was a personal connection to these kinds of shootings.
When the Newtown shootings happened, when Sandy Hook took place, I had a son who was a kindergartner. And I know the ages of the kids that were killed in that event, and it hit close to home. Many of us feel the pain that those families in Dayton and El Paso are feeling.
There was also a call and response denouncing violence, followed by a reading the names of the towns that have been hit by gun violence.
El Paso, Texas. Dayton, Ohio. Gilroy, California. Virginia Beach. Virginia.
For many who attended, there was a sense of shock at the carnage of last weekend. For Suzanne Perry Loss, it was,
I just feel so much sympathy and empathy for these victims and the whole situation of gun violence. Just not again, and oh, how horrific.
And then there was Dr. Charlie Stegman.
My immediate reaction is, oh, no, not again. And it's just too much.
Meanwhile, Scott Duncan said there was a sense of numbness.
It's one of those things that's just become so commonplace that you're almost inured to the fact that it happens. Not certainly to the loss of life, but and frustration that something isn't being done.
But above all, said Arlene White, it was a time of remembrance for those whose lives were lost.
I think it's important for us to remember the people who perished due to violence.
President Trump visited El Paso and Dayton this week, meeting with officials and making stops at the hospitals where the wounded were being treated. But some refused to meet with the nation's chief executive. Meanwhile, there were protest rallies as Democratic presidential candidates condemned the president, some even calling him a white supremacist. The alleged shooter in El Paso even echoed some of the president's words about invasion from immigrants. For those at the church, it was clear that some felt much of the blame fell on his shoulders. Jenny Weiss.
I blame our president. Sit there, you watch the funerals and everything, and you cry. And then he doesn't seem to have any empathy.
As did Suzanne Perry Loss.
I think he certainly does affect how people respond and behave. He's a leader, and words make a difference.
Others in the audience blame the shooting on the failure to pass some form of gun control. Currently, there are proposals for so-called red flag laws that would allow authorities to take guns from those who were deemed a danger, as well as a push for background checks. Tom Keller.
I think there's going to be a time when we will not have pistols and other kinds of armed pieces of steel that take people's lives. We can't let it go on like this.
But despite the president's suggestion that he might back some form of background checks, there is doubt that the Senate would approve such a measure. Dr. Charlie Stegman, who has been working on gun control issues, believes that there is movement building to finally enact some kind of legislation.
After we get more leadership there and different leadership there, I think all this will accumulate and finally tip the balance. That's my hope.
A number of attendees noted, however, that the political atmosphere goes beyond simply the president or guns. Charles Emery believes that much of the anger now on display comes from those who feel threatened.
I think we're in a time when people are feeling very threatened about their position, and they're lashing out in dangerous and inappropriate ways.
And he notes that this is not the first time the country has seen this kind of anger or even violence.
We've passed through it before. It happened in the 20s. It happened, you know, probably some years after an economic dislocation.
But Barbara Emery points to something new in this 21st century environment, social media.
What is new is the extent of the reach and the ability of people on the margin to gather together and organize. And that's different.
As for those who came to this elegant church with its red carpet and tall windows, it was a time to reflect and gather together. Pastor Pasmore.
When violence affects one community, it affects other communities. And we just want to pull Salisbury together and have this opportunity to grieve and to mourn and to pray. And then if people feel led, our motto here is faith in action. We want people to take action if that's what they feel called to do.
This is Don Rush for Delmarva Public Radio.